Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty, PG-13, moving forward, I promise. Bob's going to cancel both of us. Eventually. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Had a couple of interesting debate topics last night. Before I get into those, there was a little bit of a narrative of a disrespect towards Josh Allen, I feel.
There is?
I think so.
Okay.
I really do. Because I think a lot of people don't consider him the second best quarterback in the NFL, and I think that's ridiculous.
Who else is in that category?
Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Everyone gives Joe Burrow the credit because he beat Mahomes 5 years ago in the playoffs.
Right.
I know it's been shorter than that, but it feels like we're on the cusp of being 5 years.
What year was that? 22, right? Yeah. I'm trying to think just for my own sake.
3 years ago, if in football season.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be like 3 years in January.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, and it seems like an eternity, right? Like, and the only other guy to do it was Tom Brady.
That's right.
Right.
Who may or may not be broadcasting after this year.
Which, you know how many wins Burrow has against Mahomes, right? Three.
Uh-huh.
So does Josh Allen. Now, they don't matter because they're not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the most quarterback wins versus Josh Allen are only two. It's Mahomes and who else?
That beat Josh Allen in the playoffs?
No, that have beaten Josh Allen the most. Patrick Mahomes beaten Josh Allen four times. There's another quarterback who's done it the same amount of times.
Tua?
Tom Brady.
Oh, Brady.
Yeah. Which that kind of makes me think, boy, Josh Allen's been in Buffalo longer than we might think.
No doubt, right? Like he's Tom
Mahomes
Brady.
Drafted in 2017, Allen drafted in 2018,
right.
The young kid out of Wyoming, right?
That's 6 years now he's been in this league. Wow, he's going to get arbitration this year.
Wild. And I think he has, what, two playoff wins? Three.
Well.
Because he got to the AFC Championship game, so there's two automatically.
Right.
And then he won one last year.
Or did they have a bye that first time they made the AFC Championship game?
The Chiefs were the number one seed,
but
right?
They still had the first two teams were getting byes back days. So.
I'm sure I could Google search
that.
Either way. I think, and maybe this is where I have blinders on, because I love Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. I think he's awesome. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's the second best quarterback in the NFL. I don't think it's talent-wise. I don't think it's close, because whereas Lamar's a better runner, Allen's arm is far and away much better than Lamar's. And I know Lamar can hose it. Like, he's got a cannon on
him. Yeah, sure he does.
But, like, if you were to tell me, here's a $100 bill, you have to get it right in 10 throws, that this guy gets it more than the other guy, Josh Allen throws a deep ball better than Lamar Jackson, I'd put my money on
that. No, I would definitely do that, yeah.
And Burrow,
I'd put my money on Tua over Lamar, though.
And whereas Josh Allen might not have the clutch gene that Joe Burrow has, Josh Allen's a more talented quarterback than Joe Burrow. And I know that we say talent loosely, but in reality, Josh Allen is, what, 6'5", 6'6", in a truck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was saying this to Mac earlier before the show started. Like, I will watch this game every time it is 3rd-and-3 or 3rd-and-2, and my eyes will be completely focused on 17, because he can either stretch it out to the outside and get 2 yards, he'll go up the middle for 2 yards, he'll do whatever.
Did but you say 17 or 15? Because 15 does that same type of stuff.
Yeah, but and that's why people fear him.
Yeah.
Which, again, is into my conversation. Do we unanimously think, because I tweeted this out last night, starting a franchise tomorrow, can't use Mahomes, starting a franchise tomorrow, would you rather have Josh Allen or Joe Burrow?
I'm taking Joe Burrow because of the postseason success. And that to me right there is what matters. I mean, we have been conditioned now as sports fans, well, as football fans in particular, that we judge quarterbacks and head coaches based on the way you perform in the playoffs. Every time I hear somebody say something about Lamar, it's like, yeah, but he stinks in the playoffs. Or this guy doesn't do well in play. Aaron Judge is another type of guy. I got to have somebody that I know that I can count on that can nut it up in a big situation and make the big play and not have that fear. And Joe Burrow's the guy that has done that for me. And so that's why I'm taking Joe Burrow. I don't think anybody needs a championship in professional sports, maybe more so than Josh Allen does right now. I mean, obviously Aaron Judge needs that championship to kind of justify his career. But Josh Allen's starting to get up to that point now where can he win the big one? And we talk about that a lot with quarterbacks over the years, or even with head coaches over the years. I mean, Marty Schottenheimer was that guy as a head football coach. If you're starting a franchise, Marty's great in the regular season. I don't want to see him on the sidelines in the postseason. I need to know that my quarterback can go out there and win me a game in the playoffs when it matters most, and we just haven't seen that out of Josh Allen. Now, if he does that, it completely changes the narrative, but that's how we've been conditioned as sports fans in this country. Quarterbacks are judged based on what their team does in the postseason, and they've had a lot of early exits. And I just don't want to hear, well, they got to go through Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's got to go through Patrick Mahomes at this point in time. Life isn't fair, but you know what? Patrick Mahomes doesn't play defense, and this defense gets after Josh Allen. This defense gets after everybody out there. So until Josh Allen can prove it to me in January and February, I just can't put him in that category.
Josh Allen, playoff record, 5-5.
Yeah.
Five of those losses, or three of those losses to Mahomes.
Who are the other two? Cincinnati and
Cincinnati
Baltimore
is,
has to be. Or
Cincinnati
somebody.
Is one of them, and the other one is Houston. When they beat them, because Houston almost lost, right? And then they came to Kansas City, and then they got the comeback against
Mahomes.
Oh, that
was that year?
That's
okay.
Because right. Josh Allen was bad in that game. Joe Burrow is 5-2 in the playoffs.
That's pretty good.
He lost to the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Now do Mahomes.
15-3. Yeah. But here's one that's kind of eye-opening for you. Lamar Jackson in the playoffs is 2-4.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
He's lost to Houston and Tennessee in the playoffs.
Yeah.
His win last year was against a rookie quarterback. They lost to Buffalo in the divisional round in 2021. They lost to Tennessee in the divisional round in 2020. Then Tennessee would come to Kansas City and play that game.
Right.
And they lost to the Chargers in 2019.
Oh, I do kind of remember that game.
So
yeah, that's right.
It's weird that's why there's the disrespect to Josh Allen. But then people are like, well, Lamar's got the MVPs. Well,
but he doesn't have postseason wins.
He's 2-4 in the postseason.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, where do you start to draw the line between these guys are really good in the regular season, but to me, it's all about what happens in the postseason. Like, you're talking a lot about, in the same instance, I guess, like Dan Marino, right? How great a quarterback Dan Marino was, but they never did it when it mattered most. His best season in the playoffs was like his first season in the NFL. And so to me, the job of the quarterback is to lead your team to championships. I mean, again, that's how we judge. How many Super Bowls did he win? We're all chasing Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowls or Montana's 4 Super Bowls or what will be a three-peat, you know, by Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. We're all chasing that in professional sports. So I just lean towards I need my guy at that quarterback position to win when it matters most. And Josh Allen still has yet to really do that.
So out of those three, Matt, get in on this. You cussing fool over there. out of those three, who wins the Super Bowl first?
Love Lamar, Burrow, and Josh Allen. I'm going to be a jackass and say none of them because they're not getting through Mahomes.
Because they're never going to win.
Yeah, who's going to be the backup to Mahomes in 5 years, right?
Here's maybe a better question. More Super Bowls in the next 10 years. Mahomes or those three combined?
Mahomes.
Ooh. In the next 10 years, I'll go Mahomes.
Because Lamar ain't going to make it 10 years the way he's going. Like, and that's just the way his game
is. 10 years, but think of Josh Allen. How many years has he been playing now? This is his 6th year?
Yeah.
You're talking year 16 for him, year 14 for Burrow.
Spags on TV with Josh Allen. But, I mean, that's the thing, too, is that, like, man, all three of these guys could be Dan Marino.
And let me ask you this.
Because everybody says Josh Allen's a modern-day Dan Marino. These all three guys could be Dan Marino.
Yeah, but what if, again, the Bills lose to the Chiefs in the postseason this year? Does Sean McDermott come back for another season?
No, because eventually you have to beat him.
Right.
Like, that's where you're, and that's a great conversation you've created. That's where your resume starts.
Because
the AFC.
Then it really starts to change with Josh. Like if you fire now, right. I'm going to throw a conspiracy theory out here. Okay. And you can choose to buy it or not, but I kind of like this conspiracy theory. After the season, they lose again in the playoffs to the Chiefs. They fire Sean McDermott. Okay. Find a new head coach, whoever the case that may be. They trade Josh Allen to the Giants for the number one overall pick.
Well, then your dad's going to scream in joy.
Right? And now, if that happens, and again, I'm just throwing that out there as a possible conspiracy theory. If that goes out, that changes the narrative because now Josh Allen's in the NFC. And if I'm Josh Allen right about now, I'm going, can you please trade me to an NFC team so I don't have to get through Patrick Mahomes and beat by Patrick Mahomes every year in the postseason? Now, if he were to move to the NFC, I would say Josh Allen's got a real good chance of going to Super Bowls.
I think to wrap this conversation up, and I shouldn't have said 10 years, maybe 6 years. Let's say six years combined. Yeah. When you look at it, like I think the disrespect that Josh Allen gets is the fact that one of his losses is a bizarro loss, which has nothing to do with him, which is the 13 seconds.
And he was brilliant in that game. Nobody can argue that.
And last year he was brilliant.
Yeah. And except at the end when he needed to be. And
well, Stephon Diggs missed a ball.
I know. That's but he also threw one behind a receiver, too.
But, I mean, you can nitpick that with Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
Man. But the throw that he threw to Stephon Diggs was the game winner. I hate to say it. If Stephon Diggs catches that ball last year, we are not talking about a three-peat. We're not talking about a back-to-back.
You're right. Yeah.
Buffalo walks out of Orchard Park, and they're like, we finally did it.
But those are the things that happen over the course of
these
games.
That's not on Josh Allen, though. That's but it goes to his,
like, you don't keep the ledger of, like, what Will Shields' record is in the postseason or what Dwayne Bowe's record would
be
or Tyree Kill's.
But I think there are outliers that can affect that, right? I just think that...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know.
But Mahomes over, like, I have a hard time also giving a free pass when Patrick Mahomes overcame what he overcame last year and still won a Super Bowl with no weapons at all. Guys that he was screaming at the sidelines that couldn't understand how to line up on sides and whatnot. And they still found a way to win. So, like, I know we live in a world where Patrick Mahomes is sitting on top and we're kind of all on top of this mountaintop looking down at everybody right now. But every time somebody wants to say something about a quarterback and why they didn't win or this didn't happen, I go, Patrick Mahomes found a way to win.
I'll say
there's just something about having that ability to go out there and win.
I got a damn man crush on Josh Allen, I think. Actually, I don't think. I know I do.
Same.
I think he's probably my favorite athlete outside of my sports fandom.
Mine's Lamar. I've got the man crush on Lamar Jackson. Always will.
You must like losers because he's 2-4 in the playoffs.
I love him. I love him as a person. I love him as a player.
Then you're going to love Thursday Night Football because his 2.0 clone is playing for Washington right now. Yeah. He's fun to watch as well.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South,
an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.